Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time and the memorial of St. Peter Claver, priest. Today's theme, healing and suffering for God's kingdom. I believe in miracles that bring an end to pain, not only in biblical times, but also for today's needs. I have witnessed them and I have experienced them personally. I have also learned the value of a different kind of miracle, the mystical union with Christ that comes from offering up our sufferings. What St. Paul describes in today's first reading from Colossians chapter 1, verse 24 and chapter 2, verse 3, as filling up, through our own flesh, what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Complete what is lacking? What could possibly be lacking in what Jesus did on Good Friday? Christ's sufferings were a complete gift of love, and it totally made a difference. But this world has an ongoing need for salvation. We who are now his followers all have the very important responsibility of continuing his mission. All of us. When Jesus said, "Follow me," he was beckoning us towards heaven. To follow him into resurrection glory, we have to first join him in his mission, which goes all the way to the cross. This means that we are not truly his followers if we do not make sacrifices for the sake of the salvation of others. However, despite the redemptive value of suffering, in our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11, Jesus makes it clear that it is good, very good, to preserve life and improve life, and that it is his desire to provide healing. In fact, he demonstrates that putting an end to suffering is a better way to honor God than what the Pharisees were trying to do. In an apparent contrast to this, Paul finds joy in suffering. To him, it's a very significant way to honor God. So when should we ask for a healing and when should we grit our teeth and bear our pains for the Lord? Keep in mind that Paul's sufferings in this reading came from imprisonment, not disease. However, no matter what the source of our sufferings, there are two essential gifts of love that are embedded in all of them if we want to be holy. One is the gift of our life. We choose to let the Lord decide what to do with our illnesses, our crises, and our other painful trials. We use every means that he provides to overcome hardships. Meanwhile, we choose to allow our sufferings to unite us to Jesus' redemptive love on the cross. The second is the gift of our death. Before we die physically and follow Jesus to heaven, we die to self. We die to our desires and our ideas of how our sufferings should end and how swiftly. And we do this as a sacrifice of love. By letting Jesus lead us, we become channels of his mercy and sometimes even his miraculous intervention. In other words, when I am healed, that's nice. But when others benefit, either through my healing or through my sufferings, that is so much better. It unites me and those other people to Jesus in his resurrection.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.